Chapter 35, The Saints Leave Jackson County, Missouri, September through December, 1833. Because the mob in Jackson County was causing so much trouble, the Saints tried to get help from the governor of Missouri. William Phelps and Orson Hyde went to see the governor. They told him about the mob and how their homes had been destroyed. The governor would not help them. He told them to ask the judges for help, but the judges were friends of the mob and they would not help either. The mob attacked the Saints for 6 days. They tore down their homes, hurt the men, and broke into a store and threw everything on the floor. The mob made the Saints leave their homes. It was winter, and many people died because they were homeless in the cold, wet weather. The Saints went to other parts of Missouri to get away from the mob. The Saints were sad. Their homes, farms, and stores had been destroyed. Their animals had been stolen. The governor and the judges would not help them. But the Saints still had faith in God. They knew the Church of Jesus Christ was true, and they knew that Joseph Smith was a prophet of God. While the Saints were being persecuted in Missouri, Joseph Smith was in Kirtland, Ohio. Jesus gave Joseph a revelation explaining why the Saints in Missouri were having trouble. Jesus said some of the Saints had not obeyed the commandments. They had not been united as the people of Zion must be. Some of them argued and said mean things to each other. Some were jealous and some would not share. In spite of these problems, Jesus said he loved the Saints and would not forget them. He said they should be comforted because the pure in heart would someday return and build Zion. Jesus told the Saints to prepare for when he comes to earth again. When he comes, people will love each other and have peace. Those who are persecuted for following Jesus will be blessed. Satan will not have power to tempt people. There will be no death as it is known today. Everyone will be happy.